Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to On Texas Football, Saturday Conversation Time. I'm Bobby Burton with C.J. Vogel alongside. C.J., you're getting ready to go out and see some players that are going to be out on the field at DKR today, some underclassmen, sophomores and juniors to be in high school, a couple of whom the Longhorns have already offered. There's a big topic right now surrounding who the quarterback will be that Texas really tries to push for in the 2026 class. There'll even be some quarterbacks for the 2027 class there. All in all, 70-plus at least expected, 70-plus players at least expected for this June elite camp, as Texas and Steve Sarkisian call it.
Yeah, it's a really exciting afternoon, right? You know, I know we're still focusing on filling up the 2025 class, 10 guys in the fold right now. I'm about to double that number over the next 2 months as well. But you get a glance into the 2026 class and a little bit of a look at 2027. I know that there's some talented kids coming in, specifically some nice running backs that Tashard Troyce and Steve Sarkisian will be hosting as well. But it'll be really interesting to see how this 26 class will shake up. Of course, the quarterback conversation is the top of the list. That's the headline stealer. But you start looking down that list again, you got Racyn Guillory coming in. How does he compare to the other running backs in the class? He's currently the Texas running back commit in that class out of Toledo. You got some talented offensive linemen, of course. Toa Katoa, John Turntime, Keeney Pepe out of IMG Academy. Felix Ojo, we haven't talked about him all too much. He's coming in from Mansfield. Really talented offensive lineman. He visited early this spring as well. And then what does that defensive back room look like? Because that's another spot on that defensive side of the ball that really stands out to me at the moment.
Yeah. All right. Let's go through the list and let's start at quarterback. Before we do that, though, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, Laura Baker. Our friend has an open house today. She wants to invite folks out from 1 to 3. Laura Baker of Keller Williams, the Andy Allen team there. The address is 8600 Bell Mountain. Again, give Laura a call, 512-784-0505. That is 8600 Bell Mountain. It's in the Long Canyon neighborhood in Austin, in between or near 360 and 2222. All right, let's talk here, CJ, and start with the quarterbacks. It's interesting to me that it's not just a couple of quarterbacks. It's several, almost a half dozen, if not more, that are elite level quarterbacks that are all going to be in town today. Dia Bell and Troy Hune both got in yesterday. Bell, the quarterback out of Plantation American Heritage, who is the son of Raja Bell, the former NBA player. And then Troy Hune, the big right-hander, 6'4", out of San Marcos, Mission Hills in Southern California. Then you have a number of other guys. Jake Fetty may be a guy to watch out of El Paso Del Valle High School. Take us through this list of quarterbacks that we see here on the screen. CJ, tell us a little bit about those outside of maybe Bell and Hune, and focus on the other guys if you don't mind.
Yeah, there are two that really stand out to me aside from Bell and Hune at the moment. Of course, Jaden O'Neal out of California, a big body, you know, quarterback, can sling it around pretty well. Sits anywhere from 25 to 28 offers at the moment. So that kind of gives you the intrigue and interest levels at this moment. Coming in again from California, it speaks to Texas's connections out in the West Coast and where that staff likes to go find quarterbacks. Of course, this isn't a coincidence, right? They found Malik Murphy out West. They're looking at Troy Hune out West, and now Jaden O'Neal, another one. I wanted to touch a little bit on Jake Fetty because, again, that's a kid that I was able to see at the Elite 11. His arm kind of showed off a little bit to me. We watched some of his tape, and it's the footwork. It's his ability to climb in the pocket and remain very composed when he's under pressure and not out of control. That's very impressive at that level. Of course, you don't see many top prospects out of the El Paso region. So for him to start gaining this national attention on the recruiting trail, very impressive there. I know Texas Tech and TCU two schools that he mentioned to me earlier in the cycle as schools standing out. We'll see where he stacks up with Bell and Huen at the moment. And then finally, Quinn Murphy. And this is kind of funny because, again, I know Texas fans like to poke at, well, his name's the mixture of Quinn Ewers and Malik Murphy, right? He visited for a game last year. He'll be back on campus to throw. Originally out of the Austin area, just moved up to Argyle Liberty Christian. So he's now in the DFW area. But that's a really talented quarterback that's garnered a lot of interest from the regional schools, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, SMU, Baylor. A lot of these schools are starting to take a harder look at him. So the 26 class, and we've seen this historically under Steve Sarkisian, where that quarterback for the next class is figured out right around this time. I think we'll get that final verdict after these guys throw in front of Steve Sarkisian and AJ Milwee.
All right. Let's be clear here. We don't know which way Sark and his is going to go in AJ Milwee and the Texas staff, but we are going to be checking in on it as much as humanly possible. That's for sure. CJ, you yourself will be out there. John Burroughs, one of our interns, will be out there as well, checking in on everything. I also hope to hear a little bit about how the running backs look. This list highlighted by a couple guys, Racine Guillory out of out of Aledo, has already committed to Texas, but apparently is looking at other schools as well. That's not uncommon for a guy that's only a junior, going to be a junior in high school. Then Tre'Darrion Ball out of Texas High. He is a guy that a lot of people are extraordinarily high on. KJ Edwards out of Carthage. And then tell us a little bit about Isaiah Young out of San Marcos, if you don't mind, CJ.
Definitely, yeah. He's kind of a newcomer to the recruiting scene. He was at San Marcos, and I know San Marcos was hit pretty hard by some UIL sanctions with guys moving into the district. He was a guy that was affected by that, as well as Henry Harris, a 26 wide receiver who has been to Texas a number of times in the past as well. So still kind of getting out in front of these college coaches for the first time this spring. We saw interest really starting to shoot up over the last couple of months, up to about 8 or 9 offers at the moment, and most of them, Baylor was the most recent. So you kind of get an idea of where things are heading in that direction. One other name out of the Austin area that I think is very interesting is Keelan Chavies out of Hutto. You know, we haven't seen many Hutto kids kind of involved in Texas recruitments in the past. He just earned a Texas Tech offer the other day, and it looks to me like Hutto will start producing a little bit more D1 talent with some of those 27s that they have in the wraps as well. So I'll be interested to see how they shape up with the Tre'Darrion Ball, with the Racine Guillory and KJ Edwards, because that's another big name out of Carthage that will be in town too. So the one big name in state that won't be at attendance, and it's worth mentioning here, of course, because Racine Guillory is looking, you know, at a potential top 7, as he mentioned on Twitter the other day. Javion Osborne will be at Tennessee. That's where he will be camping. He will be visiting Rocky Top a little bit as well. So I know he's a guy Texas and Tashard Choice has been pursuing, recruiting after a little bit as well. But again, kind of seeing where Racine Guillory is with all these other running backs, that's kind of my number one takeaway.
All right, CJ, that's a good take on all of the running backs that we know of. There could be more, right? And so these are just preliminary lists, and there's about 70 of them. What about the wide receiver group? You know, the two guys out of state, I just don't know much about. Another from the perennial powerhouse, Mater Dei, Caden Dixon White, Kenneth Moore out of Stockton, St. Mary's. What do you think of this group coming in at wide receiver?
Yeah, this is interesting because 2026 wide receivers have yet to really kind of exude that number one guy in the state. So it doesn't, you know, surprise a lot of folks, at least that I've talked to, for Texas to go back out towards the West Coast, right? That makes sense. They have a lot of pull out there. There's a lot of connections out there. Until that number one guy like a DeCorian Moore, a Micah Hudson, and Evan Stewart, you know, a Jontae Cook really starts to emerge in state, this is kind of the approach I would expect for the position at the moment. Those two guys are really interesting, and Texas has had success at Mater Dei in the past. It certainly makes sense for them to go back to Caden Dixon Wyatt and see where they sit right now and if he's a fit speed-wise, talent-wise for the wide receiver position at the University of Texas. One name I will mention is London Smith, the University High wide receiver who I was able to see earlier this spring. It sounds like he dinged up his hand a little bit at the TCU mega camp. So how active will he be at the camp today? That remains to be seen. Will he be active of all? Will he make the trip down? Remains to be seen. Aside from him, and I want to mention Chris Stewart out of Shadow Creek. He's a talented kid as well. That's kind of the two guys that I'm looking forward to seeing a little bit more from the in-state crop. Of course, Jalen Pyle out of Parish Episcopal was down at Texas earlier the last week in March as well. So Texas still kind of looking around the in-state. I haven't necessarily thought that any of these guys have taken that step up in terms of in-state wide receiver recruiting, but we'll see how they shake up against some of these Cali kids coming in this afternoon.
Another guy to keep in mind there, and I don't know that he made the list here, but Xavion Green out of the Colony, a guy that was an all-district performer as a sophomore's first year at wide receiver. Interesting name to watch there. All right, a tight end. I mean, there's not a big list, but it's worth mentioning. Javion Scoop Martin out of Pflugerville has been to Texas several times, and CJ Longhorn seemed to like him quite a bit in the 2026 class, correct?
Yeah, I like him too. It's hard not to, right? You know, he's about a 6'4", 240 pounds right now, and there's room for him to remake his body, right? He's a basketball kid that's just now focusing on football for the first offseason. He kind of put away his Nike hoops, his Nike dunks, and is able to focus on football for the first time this offseason. His body's going to completely it's going to look completely different next fall compared to what it was this spring, and that's encouraging. I was out there earlier this spring, and TCU was making its way in to go meet with him as well. So it gives you an idea of where things are headed. Of course, he said he talks to Texas A&M, Sam Houston State, and Jeff Banks at Texas every single day when I was over there. He made it for the spring game as well. So he's on the mark, or you know, certainly on the big board at the moment. I'm a big fan of his. We'll see exactly just how high his ceiling is once he starts devoting all of his attention to the sport of football.
All right, I'll take the guys down the list, the offensive line here. Toa Katoa out of Euless Trinity, big interior offensive lineman. John Turntine, the big offensive tackle, left tackle type, prototype, North Crowley. He's one of the best players in the country for the class of 2026. Somebody that the Longhorns are very happy is going to be on campus today. Kenyi Pepe out of Bradenton Academy, IMG Academy, of course, in there. Breck Colajay will not be there today. CJ, you reported that the big offensive lineman from IMG also, but originally from the state of Colorado, actually staying home and going to be at Colorado this weekend. Instead, also look into Troy Pless out of Colleen Shoemaker. All right, let's move forward to the defensive line and the edge position, CJ. Four guys that you have listed here for us. KJ Ford, the big edge out of Duncanville. Also Landon Barnes from Duncanville, Jamarian Carlton from Temple. And then Tiki Hala, the Bastrop defensive lineman that I know you've liked. You went out and saw him in person as well.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his. And I think Kenny Baker might be as well. He was out there earlier this spring, the same afternoon that I was. And he, again, with like most of these Texas coaches, were out there with the little handheld camcorder, getting looks at what these guys can do in practice. He's a three tech through and through. So he's not an over the ball guy. His body's still developing. They use him a little bit out on the edge, but it's his flexibility and that way that he has athleticism at this age, at that size, that really stands out to me. I'm a big fan of his as well. One late addition who I just got word on will be joining us this afternoon at DKR for the elite camp is Dylan Barrymore out of Monroe, Louisiana, Ouachita High School. Really talented kid. It looks like he might be on offer watch as well. So that defensive line room, I know Texas is going out of state in 2025. It looks like they're going to continue that as well a little bit in the 2026 class with perhaps an offer to the boot. We'll see how that goes as well. The other guy I wanted to mention on the edge is Jamarian Carlton. This is a guy with an 84.5-inch wingspan, really talented, has a great motor. I was able to see him at Temple this spring as well. He can flip the switch a little bit. He's a nice kid, really, really smart kid, has a great head on his shoulders. But when that ball is snapped, he gets after it very, very hard. Him and KJ Ford out of Duncanville. If Texas looks to continue that pipeline out of the DFW I-20 corridor, of course, Duncanville's a great place to go back to, and he's probably the next up in terms of Mario Abor, now Colin Simmons, and now Kevin KJ Ford as well.
Interesting. Linebacker group, Cozy Opala already has an offer from the Longhorns, I believe, out of Mady Creek. Noriel Dominguez, the Kivis Beck out of Carthage up in East Texas. Those guys, you looking for anything in particular from that group?
Yeah, Noriel Dominguez is the one that stands out to me of this group out of Fort Bend Marshall High School. Of course, a lot of talented defensive players are coming out of Fort Bend Marshall, and Texas is getting back in there, right? We've talked about the DFW dominance. Now it looks like Missouri City, Houston, that area is starting to prove some talent that Texas is really taking a liking to. Noriel Dominguez is a guy that I think Texas could certainly become a player for moving on. He's got good speed, great length as well. I'll be interested to see from him. And, of course, we've seen good linebackers recent years, Bobby, from Carthage. And that's where Takivis Beck is coming out of. We'll be interested to see what his athleticism looks like comparatively to Kosi Okpala and now Dominguez coming in for the linebacker position.
Does Okpala have an offer from Texas? I may have misstated that. I'm not 100% sure.
Yes.
What's that?
Yes, he does.
Okay, perfect. All right. His high school coach, by the way, is a guy that a lot of Longhorns will remember. Played on a national championship team, and that's Rashad Bobineau, linebacker out of Lamarck. So he couldn't have a better coach there. Defensive back, you said at the outset, CJ, this was a group that you really liked coming into the day. What do you see there that makes you excited?
Yeah, no, it's a strong group for me. Of course, in most years you look at it and say, all right, there's a stronger group of safeties compared to corners. This year, I think specifically for this camp this afternoon, it's pretty even split. And there's a number of guys that I'm looking at right now at the cornerback position that have my attention. The first, Jermaine Bishop out of Willis. Really, really talented kid out of Willis High School. Where he plays at the next level, I think looks more towards that cornerback position. He's used all over the field at Willis right now because of his athleticism and where things kind of shine at that high school. The other is Jason Bradford. You see how I get them mixed up right there, right? But those two are really talented cornerbacks. I think Jason Bradford's on offer watch, and should Texas offer, I think that will go a long way for his recruitment in terms of where his top schools will be following the afternoon if he leaves with an offer. Hint a little bit there, if you understand what I'm saying. But Jason Bradford, 6'2", 6'3", moves very well. He works with BAM Performance down here. Bernard Blake, that's the same trainer with Andrew Makuba, Jade Barron, Michael Taff, Jelani McDonald. So he's getting worked early on. And again, 6'2", we see the length as well. And it's Vivorian Martin out of Palestine, Texas, a really talented kid, 6'1", 6'1.5", 6'2". You talk about length, you talk about the combination of size as well. Those are the two guys I'm looking at to really make a splash. The three really talented cornerbacks coming in this afternoon are I'm looking at really, really closely for the in-state crop. Of course, Texas is looking for that speed, that length. All three of them have it. We'll see what kind of show they put on this afternoon, of course, against a really talented group of wide receivers as well in front of some really talented quarterbacks. So it'll be really interesting.
Watch out for Isaiah Williams out of Fort Bend Marshall too. Big-time player there as well. All right, CJ, before we close out here, I want to circle back to what we're really looking for today. Obviously, the quarterback situation. Obviously, the running backs. We want to see we want to hear really how they pan out and look. And then we're looking for, you mentioned the word offer watch or the words offer watch. That's certainly a possibility for at least three or four of these guys. It happened a year ago at this time. It could very well easily happen again later today. So that's something we're watching on. And then there's a couple of 2027s out there that might be worth keeping an eye on. And, of course, we're talking about 2026 primarily because it's a junior elite camp. But, man, Texas has a host of true underclassmen, only sophomores to be that'll be in on Saturday as well. Who are a couple of those guys that you really think that folks should look out for maybe?
Yeah, no, I think it starts again in the backfield on the offensive side of the ball. Of course, Weston Nielsen's a very familiar name to the board out of Bastrop. I've talked to him a number of times. He's been to Texas a number of times. He'll be on campus again this afternoon. Of course, Brady Edmonds coming in again from California. Talented kid, a number of offers at the moment right now. And then Zypher Key out of Denton Guyer. That's a program that's had a history of developing some really quality quarterbacks. You look back at Gerard Hurd. You look back at Jackson Arnold. Right now, he looks like he might be the next up out of Guyer in the Denton area as well. And then the running backs, Bobby. This is really interesting to me. Landon Callis-Williams, great speed. Wayne Shanks, great speed. Jacoby Dixon, really, really talented running back. And, of course, Xavier Crowell out of Alabama. He was on campus at the last weekend of March. He's coming back. We've seen Texas go out of state at the running back position as well. So it's a hard choice of all these coaches. Again, we've talked about that 2025 class. kind of shaping up with the way that Texas has gone out and added James Simon to go with Ricky Stewart. Well, all of his attention is going to 26 and 27 at the moment, and it looks like this afternoon he's going to be completely occupied with a slew of really, really talented running backs on campus again. It'll be really interesting to see if there's any extended offers to the 27 class, as well as what's going on in that 26 group as well that we mentioned earlier.
How many scholarship offers you think to 26 players and to 27 players go out on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's a great question, right? You know, and it's going to be interesting. You know, I could certainly see someone like maybe Yaheem Riley out of Austin LBJ leaving with an offer. He's a guy that really impressed me when I was able to see him earlier this spring.
That's the DB, right?
Defensive back, yes. He's very talented. I think he's next up out of Austin LBJ, which has produced some pretty talented defensive backs in the past. Of course, Andrew McCuba, Latrell McCutcheon as well. So he's next up there. I could certainly see him being an offer. Five is probably a fair guess, I think, right now. And, of course, there are a number of guys competing again this afternoon with Texas offers already at the moment. It'll be interesting to see how high that number goes, but five is probably a fair baseline right now.
Interesting. All right. Look, big day today on the 40 acres, whether you realize it or not. Texas, and this is a big deal because, you know, I'm going to be honest, Texas was playing from behind and playing catch-up with Jimbo Fisher for Steve Sarkisian's first couple of years on campus. And what I mean by that is A&M already had the inside scoop on a lot of these really young players. But I think it's now to the point where Texas is – the worm has turned a little bit. And Texas has more than A&M. And so now we see whether or not Texas can kind of extend that because Sark's already been getting these good recruiting classes. Now we see whether or not he can take it and amp it up even – another notch as we look even further into the future. That's all a part of this. Always ABC, always be closing, or in Steve Sarkisian land, ABR, always be recruiting. All right, that's going to do it for myself, Bobby Burton, as well as CJ Vogel of On Texas Football. For ZJ, I'm Bobby. Remember, make sure you look up and watch or look for updates on ontexasfootball.com. CJ, John, they're all going to have news and notes all day on Saturday about what's going on. Again, on TexasFootball.com, we've got a thread up and running already. All right, for CJ, I'm Bobby Burton. Hook 'em.
Hook 'em.